The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
A very significant quarterly update from European Green Transition this morning. The company recently acquired a wind power business, and that's been moving forward nicely. Here to tell us how it's been going, it's Dave Broadbank, who's the Managing Director of the Wind Energy Services business, and Jack Kelly, the CFO of European Green Transition. Good morning to you, gentlemen.
Morning.
So, Dave, if I could turn to you first, the quarterly update from European Green Transition this morning focused strongly on the repowering opportunity. For those new to the story, can you tell us what is repowering and why is it important?
Yeah, absolutely. So repowering is the taking down of an existing wind turbine and putting or replacing it with a larger, more efficient and more productive turbine. To give you some numbers to help it compute, we've recently taken down a 250 kilowatt turbine that produces 440,000 kilowatts a year and revenue of £178,000 a year. So we've replaced that 250 with a 660 kilowatt wind turbine. That will produce just shy of a million kilowatt hours in the 12-month period and also generate revenue of just shy of £390,000. So you're more than doubling your revenue and your energy production. This is off the back of the change in government, going from Tories to Labour. Labour essentially lifted the onshore wind planning ban. We followed the advice of the regulators in terms of Ofgem. We've got of 900 of turbines that we actually maintain across the UK and Ireland, we've over 300 of those that are applicable for this. High energy users, large energy demand, and of that, we've already commissioned three repower turbines, as I mentioned the one before, and we've got 55 additional heads of terms. So clients who have already signed up to have a repower done, 25 of those clients have got planning. Of those 25, we've taken 13 deposits for their first stage payment. So that's tying them into actually buying the turbine. And on top of that, we've got an extra 5 second payments, which means that we've got groundworks in the ground. It's off the back of the government. Take a small turbine out, put a large turbine in its place, more revenue, more power. It's great. The government has also got an adventurous target of doubling onshore wind by 2030. So that's taking it from 15 gigawatts of electric to 30 gigawatts of electric. Our repowering, this is Earthmill, WEP, Silverford. This is our small part in helping the government achieve its targets.
So plenty going on then. Jack, let's take a closer look at these numbers then. How's the pipeline and order book looking at the end of the quarter, and how do things look for the remainder of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. So look, I think Dave's touched on a few of the numbers there, but end of March, we had 55 signed heads of terms, 25 of those true and planning and ready to progress. We have 13 projects that have commenced and deposits received, first deposits and second deposits, and three repowers commissioned and completed to date. So going forward for the next number of months, the key focus is sort of twofold. Firstly, on operational delivery and actually, increasing the delivery of these turbines. So as said, we have 25 true planning, 13 projects which have already started, and looking to get as many of these as commissioned and back operational as soon as possible. Then on the second side of things, really focus on increasing the order book we have. We have a pipeline, I think Dave mentioned, 280 identified high energy users across our existing portfolio of 900 clients. So really, key focus on increasing the conversion of those qualified prospects into signed heads of terms over the next few months.
So things are really humming along then, but what about the wider context in which you guys are operating, Dave? I mean, given the ongoing geopolitical instability and price volatility in energy prices, how do you see UK onshore wind and particularly repowering? How do you see it contributing to domestic energy security, and how are you positioning the business to capture this demand if there is demand?
Yeah, so myself and Earthmill are on one of the Department for Energy Security and Net Zero task force, and with that, you get some of the inside track. Energy security is huge. You just got to look what's happening in the Middle East at the moment, and that the, those shock waves are going to whether we get peace over this next 2 weeks or whether things continue. Those shock waves of what's happened in the Middle East is going to be there for months. And the fact that if you have an opportunity with being a client of ours, taking their existing turbine out and putting a repowered turbine in and doubling your energy demand or sorry, the energy production, that energy security and the knowledge that you are generating your own electricity. You're getting paid for generating it. You then use it, and then any excess that you don't use goes out onto the grid, and you get paid through a power purchase agreement. You've got a lot more control of your, as I say, the energy security, but also the bills. You can forecast and you can predict how the business will be, and the visibility of what's down the track when you have your own power source is fundamental to business.
So, in light of all this, Jack, it seems that you guys are seeing a surge in customer engagement for repowering. So, what does that mean for your confidence in achieving your medium-term revenue and EBITDA growth targets?
Yeah, so we put out a medium-term revenue target of 50 million and an EBITDA target of double digit on that 50 million. And look, we think that the building blocks are definitely in place to achieve that in the medium term. I think we've captured the repowering opportunity, 55 heads of terms signed. I think the pipeline is critical. 280 qualified prospects. Typical contract value we're seeing is £450,000. So that's 126 million pound repowering pipeline opportunity to be delivered over the next number of years. On top of that, other recent UK government proposals to scrap planning on turbines sub 30 meters. That's another opportunity for ourselves and to really become a first mover in that and supporting other businesses to capitalize on that and increase the volume of onshore wind across the UK. And then the existing core O&M business, we mustn't forget there's that's doing 13, 14 million of revenue every year. There's over 900 existing customers on multi-year, long-term, recurring, sticky revenue contracts. And really the focus is on increasing that core operation and maintenance base with new clients and new services. So all being told with those factors, we see a huge opportunity to hit that 50 million target in the medium term.
So the transformation of European green transition continues then. For now, though, thanks for joining us, Dave Broadbank and Jack Kelly.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thanks.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.